Every Thursday, we love hitting the road with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are you, mate?
I'm getting by pretty well.
That's the way. You're saying here Kia are leading the way with the electric vehicle mobile app. What is their electric vehicle mobile app and what does it do?
Right, well, your app, your application so that you can use it on your mobile phone, is becoming a critical element of how comfortable and how we work with our electric vehicle. Typically now, your app, you can sit in your lounge room and say, look, I plugged the car in, but let's start the charging at 11 o'clock. Oh, look, I've got to get, 32% charge into it. So if I go from 11 to 6 in the morning, will that be enough? Yes. In other words, that you're interacting with it particularly well. Now, Tesla led the way in helping to make electric vehicles sexy, even to the point that Teslas, you could get it to turn the air conditioner on while you're sitting in your house so as to cool the car before you get into it. But Tesla hasn't updated nearly as much. So of all the electric vehicles, Tesla, and there's about, I think, 13 of them that were tested. This is out of America, J.D. Power.
Yeah.
Tesla came about sixth, and rather a distant sixth in terms of this. And Kia, Porsche, Ford, and Hyundai, I think, were just some of the ones that did better than them in terms of being up-to-date in that communication. And the key element of that communication is not just, what's happening with the car, but where am I at and how can I plan my trip before I get into the car via my app so that I'm comfortable and know when I've got to charge and other features. It's very much real information that's helpful to you to be able to work with and drive your electric vehicle.
So it's more than just your vehicle essentially telling you how much fuel it has by virtue of electricity so that you can have a look and go, oh, I need to make sure I go and plug it in outside if you haven't done that already. But as you say, it would probably be able to tell you, I'm going from I'm going from Scone to Singleton and you're going to need this much charge to be able to do that.
Now, another group here, Technologies, are doing this sort of information that gives you personal, direct, and very relevant information about what you're doing. Not general stuff, you might make, 300 kilometres range. It might well say it's in this route that you're planning will take other factors into account. Now, I met someone with an Ioniq the other day, and they drove up from Sydney up into the Blue Mountains, and the charge, of course, going uphill, used a fair amount of power.
Yeah.
And they were worried, but coming back, they did very, very well. Well, we will be able to take those things into account. What Tesla did was, it was rather quirky. You could do clever things with it. Now we're moving to the stage where you've got to do very helpful things to it, rather than some of the electronics in Tesla that was, it was almost schoolboy humor in some ways. In a Tesla, I drove the Model 3 the other day, you can press a button so that it makes a farting sound every time you put the blinkers on.
That's a button I could wear out, quite frankly.
it's clever, quirky use of technology. We're moving beyond that, and there's rumours that Tesla will update soon.
I mean, now we have our laptops and our iPads and our iPhones that get updates from time to time. Do you expect that to be the case with the cars, with the electric cars in the future? Your Tesla needs to update on a Sunday night so that perhaps it's going to be more efficient for the week ahead.
Oh, they're doing that now.
Yeah.
A mate of mine had one in a Range Rover that did that. It's just that, again, information is very important. He was getting an update. He had asked him for it. He said yes, but he didn't realise that meant then for the next 20 minutes he couldn't start the car.
Oh.
So, you need to not only have a clever thing, but you need to be able to communicate that. But, yeah, update's absolutely right. In fact, I think the latest with Tesla was someone hacked them by having a drone over the top, but they had a correction within a very short period of time. That's a good approach to do it, and certainly something we'll see in the future.
Technology has taken us to an interesting place, and it will take us further again. We'll talk more about that and motoring when David joins us next Thursday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, mate.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.